three of the four Minneapolis police officers now charged in connection with the death of George Floyd will appear in court today for the first time. And a public memorial takes place in Minneapolis this afternoon for Floyd, whose death in police custody last week sparked another night of mostly peaceful protests across the United States.
In Washington, President Trump is responding to scathing criticism of his decision on Monday to clear protesters away from the White House. His defense secretary, his first one, General James Mattis, wrote that Trump is the first president in his lifetime who does not even pretend to try to unite the American people. Washington Post national security reporter Missy Ryan is here to give us some perspective. And Missy, why this public rebuke from Mattis now?
It's a good question. He kept silent for a long time, for more than a year. And it came just a few days after the another extraordinary moment, which was a photo op that President Trump held in Lafayette Square shortly after protesters had been forcibly cleared. And on the margins of that event was Defense Secretary Mark Esper and General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And their presence at this photo op, given the circumstances and the use of force to clear protesters shortly before that, really prompted a lot of criticism, unusual criticism from former military leaders, and was sort of seen as emblematic of what's wrong, military involvement in this unfolding situation in the nation's capital and elsewhere in the United States. And it really has caused a lot of tension. That, and then, of course, the deployment of National Guard troops, the discussion of using active duty military, has really, I think, prompted a lot of tension and a lot of soul searching within the military about what their position should be.
Mattis also wrote, "We must reject any thinking of our cities as a battle space that our uniformed military is called upon to dominate." And Esper broke from Trump after saying active duty military troops should not be sent to control the wave of protests in our cities. But he is also under fire for referring to protest zones as battle spaces. He tried to walk that back yesterday. Let's listen.
In retrospect, I would use different wording so as not to distract from the more important matters at hand or allow some to suggest that we are militarizing the issue.
Is Esper's job on the line now?
It is. We understand from our sources that the White House and the president have not been particularly happy with Esper, and the perception yesterday that he was breaking with the president, who issued on Monday evening a threat that he might use the legal means at his disposal to send active duty troops or take control of National Guard troops in American cities. And so I think what we're seeing with Secretary Esper is an attempt to thread the needle. He's a political appointee. He works for President Trump. His job is to carry out President Trump's policies. At the same time, from where he sits at the Pentagon, he's trying to protect the institutional interests. And one of those for the military is remaining out of politics and remaining nonpartisan. And so he has, in certain instances, thrust himself in hot water. The remark about the battle space did not go over well with many civilians and also many current and retired military. But in other instances, he's trying to at least draw some line. I think that his remark yesterday about not believing that the Insurrection Act should be invoked was more qualified. He meant it to be more qualified than perhaps it came across from speaking with people at the Pentagon after his press conference. We were told that he was trying to say, not right now. He's leaving that on the table. He would support invoking the Insurrection Act if the conditions change significantly.
How has the president in the White House responded specifically to Mattis?
Well, a few hours after Mattis's statement came out, the president tweeted about it and said that he was glad that Mattis was gone and that he was the most overrated general in the world. And, you know, I mean, it's not an unusual kind of comment to hear from President Trump about a former aide I think that the comment from President Trump isn't going to alter the perception or the impact that that Mattis's statement has for many serving and retired military.
That's Missy Ryan. She's a Washington Post national security reporter. Missy, thank you so much.
Thank you.